Nora Speaks is a weekly podcast that tugs at the soul and consciousness of the Black community. With show topics such as youth empowerment, education, women's impact, and civic engagement, Nora Speaks challenges the listener to not only join the movement, but be the movement. On the show, you'll learn from insightful guests who have demonstrated capacity in these fields and more, and I'm your host, Nora Muhammad. Welcome to the show. Welcome to another episode of the Nora Speaks podcast, and I am your host, Nora Muhammad. It is always exciting each week that I am able to provide a new episode of the podcast. It's exciting for me. I'm so grateful for this opportunity, and I'm just so thankful to have this platform to share some wonderful thoughts with the listening audience, to share great ideas with the listening audience. And I'm really excited about today's show. And before we get into today's show, I just want to thank the listening audience, thank those who support me, thank those who acknowledge the work of that goes into this podcast. I want to thank those who message me, you know, on social media, who comment, who like, who share. I want to thank you with a sincere thanks, because you know, there's so much content that is targeted to the Black community, and you stop and make time for the Nora Speaks podcast. Excuse me. And I'm just grateful for that. And because this is a show that is with you in mind, and I'm grateful and happy that you think enough of me to not just listen to the show each week, but also to share it with those who you're friends with, those who your neighbors or your family members, your friends. I'm just grateful that you would share this with your network and your community. And I want to continue providing content that is worthy of your ear, that is worthy of your time, and that is worthy of your community. And that's what you get with the Nora Speaks podcast. And uplifting message, ideas, issues that impact our community, and what we can do to improve the outcomes in our community. And I'm just happy to have this platform and to be so blessed to have so much to share with you all. And in this week, I want to talk about, you know, what we can do to be a good neighbor. And I thought of this topic actually because of some things that have happened recently in my neighborhood. And I want to share, you know, 10 key ideas that we can employ to be good neighbors. It is the residents, the neighbors that make the community great. Now, certainly there's a mayor. There's a city council. There are other elected officials. There are others in official capacities that serve the residents of a town. But those individual neighbors in each of those houses in that town, that is the foundation. And that is the group of people that can make communities great. And great and decent communities, they don't just require the accountability and responsibility of the mayor, of the city council members, of the public works department. It requires so much of us individual residents in our own homes. And a great and decent community is made great and decent by the neighbors that live there. And as I said, I'm inspired to produce this particular show because of the great neighbors that live in my neighborhood. And there was an incident recently that really showed me how thoughtful my neighbors are. And, you know, I'm happy to live in the community in which I live. I'm happy to live around these great people that I live around because they are showing so much of the traits that I value in neighbors and in a neighborhood. And they're doing things that I respect, and they're doing things that I believe can make communities great. And, you know, just because Black people live together, we don't have to live together and live in strife. You know, we don't have to live together and, you know, live in blight. And we have to change the narrative for so many of our young people, because it has become so common to walk and drop trash. It has been so common to walk down the street using foul language in front of the elderly. We've picked up quite a bit of bad habits in the Black community, but we don't have to keep them. We can drop those bad habits and we can pick up some really, really great habits. So if we want to live in great communities, decent communities, safe communities, then it's up to us to make them decent, clean, and safe. And so these 10 tips I'm sharing with you can make your community decent, great, and safe. So the first thing I'll say, to be a good neighbor, make home improvements. You know, beautify your environment. Take care and maintain your lawn, your yard. You know, houses require maintenance. You know, we don't just move in and, you know, just think that because, you know, it's a house that we purchased or that we're renting, but specifically talking about homeowners, that because it's a house that we purchased, then, you know, things are just going to stay as beautiful and lovely as it is when we first purchased the home. Homes need maintenance. There's so much that can go wrong. Bulbs can blow out. Your shingles might need to be redone. Your roof might need some work. And so it is important that we keep up with home improvements. It's important that we beautify our environment. We take care of our lawn and of our yard. And in many communities throughout suburban America, there's something called homeowners associations, where a community has this association with many, 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 many rules. And if any residence is in violation of those rules, then that resident would be fined, you know, a certain dollar amount. So for example, if we're talking about high grass and letting your grass grow, you know, above a certain number of inches, you can be fined. Things like, instead of putting window treatments in, like curtains or blinds, you know, just putting a sheet or a towel in front of the window. I'm sure you've seen this. I've seen this. You know, you can receive a fine because of that, because that isn't good for the neighborhood. That isn't good for property value. That's not good if someone is interested in selling their home and they come in and they bring a potential buyer and the buyer is looking at houses that have, I don't know, Winnie the Pooh sheets, bed sheets as window treatments. You know, that is not appealing. So to be a good neighbor, make your home improvements. You know, beautify, pick up, take care, mow your lawn. In those general maintenance, and I'll say that if we keep up with them pretty regularly, then we can stay ahead of them. You know, sometimes when we kind of ignore things that are falling apart, you know, we can find ourselves really overwhelmed with so much that needs to be done. So keep up with those regular, you know, home maintenance ideas or home maintenance concerns that, you know, impact your house. That's going, you want your neighbors to do the same. You don't want to live across the street and have to look at your neighbor's house just falling apart and see their neglect of their home. You don't want to see that. That's unappealing. You want to live somewhere that's beautiful. You want to live somewhere that has curb appeal. And, you know, if we are all striving to keep up with our home improvements, then certainly we can, you know, achieve that curb appeal. The second thing you can do to be a good neighbor is to manage your pets and pick up after them. You know, a lot of folks, you know, more folks than I thought have pets. And, you know, great, taking them for a walk, getting them fresh air, they're going to the bathroom. But do not leave your pet's droppings on the street, on the sidewalk, in your neighbor's yard. I've heard of people who allow their pets to go into a neighbor's yard to defecate, and they just leave it. I mean, who does this? Nobody wants to live like this. I think that that is just so uncivilized and so disrespectful. And that in and of itself can create a great deal of animosity in a community. And we don't want to have that kind of strain and that kind of stress dealing with our neighbors, you know. So manage your pets, pick up after them. You know, if your pets are digging under a neighbor's fence, you know, find some way to manage that area so that you're not, your pet isn't digging, you know, from your yard under to go into the neighbor's yard. And manage the noise of your pets. You know, I know some folks are dealing with barking dogs all through the morning, all through the night. So whatever you can do to manage your pets, pick up after them so that your pet, your friendly, loving pet that you think is friendly and loving, isn't a terror or a burden to others. And then the last point I will make about pets is if you have some kind of animal that can be a danger to others, specifically small children, make sure that those animals are secured so that the neighborhood and the community is secure. How many stories have you heard about dogs like pit bulls? And I know pit bulls get picked on a lot, but how many stories have you heard about, you know, these vicious animals that are not secured properly and are attacking children? You know, we don't want that in our community. So let's do what we can and make sure we're managing our animals appropriately. The third thing you can do to be a good neighbor is manage trash. You know, if you see that there's trash that has blown into your yard or blown into your neighbor's yard, for that matter, pick it up. Pick it up. We can just pick up the trash that's in our yard, but the trash that has made its way into our neighbor's yard can very well make its way into our yard. So if we just get out there and just pick up the trash, if we see it, then that's better for you. That's better for the neighbor. It's better for everybody. Again, still talking about curb appeal. Nobody wants to live and have to come out of their homes and see trash, or have to come and go into their homes and see trash. And, you know, people who have life, people who are alive, we do not ignore trash, right? We don't live in a dump. Nobody wants to live in a dump, whether it's inside your home or outside your home. It's so unpeaceful, you know, to see soda cans or napkins or plastic bags just strewn about someone's yard. And, you know, if you're living in an urban center, then, you know, you more than anybody know about the issue of trash blowing, because often it's not your trash. It's trash that has made its way somehow into your area. So pick up the trash if you see it out there. And don't feel that you are doing too much by picking up the trash that is also in your neighbor's yard. Now, I'm saying, like, if you can, you know, in front of your neighbor's house, you don't need to climb over their fence and pick up the trash in their backyard, per se. But if you're walking down the sidewalk, for example, and you see trash there, just pick it up. It's being a good neighbor, and you don't want to see trash in your neighbor's, in front of your neighbor's home. So just pick up the trash, and guess what? Your neighbor might return the favor to you. And so as we're talking about managing the trash, also trash day. Know when your trash day is. Know when your recycling day is. Know the day when it's right to put out a couch or a TV stand. Know the right day. How many times have we seen folks that had bedroom furniture at the curb? And it's not the day to put bedroom furniture at the curb. For many communities, if there's something that's large and that needs to be recycled or handled in a special kind of way, you have to contact your municipality to find out when those pickups are, and you may even have to register to have those items picked up. You know, you can't just throw out or put your TV at the curb. There are certain days that electronics are picked up, computers are picked up. So know those days, you know, and it's just good in general for us to know a good deal about what's happening in our municipality, the trash days, the recycling days. Know the numbers to call, or at least have them handy in your home or in your phone so that you can call these important departments as you need them. Do your best to not put trash out if it is not trash day. Again, we don't want to live in a dump. We don't want to have to see and or smell trash because it's out before it should be. So manage trash well. And then I'll also add, you know, as the, you know, the people are coming and they're picking up the trash, sometimes things don't make its way into the back of the trash truck. Some things find their way on the ground. Well, just pick that up too and save it for the next trash day. You know, if it's a bottle, if it's a plate, something that may have fallen out of the trash can while it's being dumped, and maybe the trash collector doesn't want to pick it up off the ground. You pick it up off the ground. You know, sometimes we train people how to treat a community, right? So there was an incident once where I was in my home and I happened to look outside and there was a car parked in front of my home and there were some young guys in it. And one that was in the behind the driver's seat, he actually opened the car door to put trash on the ground in front of my house, a Chick-fil-A bag. And apparently he must not have emptied all of his trash because he opened the door again to put more trash on the ground. So me being the person that I am, I quickly put on my shoes and I went outside and I just had my hands up and I'm motioning, you know, gesturing to the trash that the young man put on the ground. And I had my handy grabber because I keep grabbers, so I can, you know, I keep it by the door so I can just run out and pick trash up if I see it. And I walked and I picked the trash up and the young man opened the door and I said, young brother, we're trying to keep our community clean. Come on, brother. And I took his trash and I put it in the trash can that wasn't very far away and he apologized. And so he'll know next time I'm on this block, somebody's going to be watching me. This is not the street. This is not the house where you can just dump trash because that lady that lives there is going to come out. And so we have to train people how to treat our communities, right? If you see someone that's in your community doing something that they shouldn't do, make sure if you need to report it, you report it. If you need to come out and stand out on your step, stand out on your step, because it is not just the police officer's responsibility to deter crime. Homeowners, residents, anybody who wants to live in a safe community, we have to be a deterrent as well. And sometimes just our presence alone can be that deterrent. So let's manage our trash. And that is a great way to be a good neighbor. As we're talking about trash, let's think about those broken down junk cars that some of us like to collect. It is time for us to scrap. Take these cars to the scrapyard. Get a tow. Take it to the scrapyard. Get a couple bucks. But to just have old cars, like our, you know, some of us for our yards, they're not just yards, but they're parking lots or they're salvage yards where we have these old rusty cars. There's grass that's growing around it, or the grass isn't because the car has been there so long. Let's make sure we don't keep junk cars just sitting and rusting in our yards. Again, we don't want to live in a dump and we don't want to live in a salvage yard and we don't want to look at one every day we come home from work unless it's a salvage yard, unless you're going to a salvage yard. But nobody wants to have to see junk cars either on the street or in the neighbors right in the driveway. I mean, if you have a backyard and that thing is fenced in and it's not visible, that's one thing. And also just be mindful too of your municipality's rules, because in some cases, that car may be towed at the owner's expense. So we don't want to just have abandoned vehicles in our neighborhoods. Number four, to be a good neighbor, respect assigned parking and make your guests do the same. I can recall coming home from a long day of work and going to park in my assigned parking spot, but I can't. Not because my husband's car is there, not because it's our visitor that's parked there, but a neighbor's guest has parked their car. And so then what do? Do you wait? You park behind the car. You wait for them to come out. They don't come out. You don't know which home this person is visiting. So you have to go door to door to door to door. We have to respect the assigned parking. We have to force our guests to do the same. That too can create so much animosity. It is so disrespectful. And I know people will come out and say, I was just here for a minute. Yeah, a minute can be too long. You know, park somewhere else since you were just a minute. Park behind the person who you were visiting if you're just here for a minute. But we have to respect the assigned parking and make sure that our guests do the same. Number five, the fifth way to be a good neighbor, look out for each other and look out for each other's children. And the looking out part is, you know, what, as I said, you know, an incident inspired me to record this specific episode because I had neighbors that looked out for me when I could have potentially have been harmed. And there were men who were observant and made sure that I was protected. In the absence of my husband, of my sons, I had men in the community that stood up and took action and made sure that their neighbor didn't have any more trouble. And we have to make sure that we're looking out for each other. You know, if there's a stranger, you know, that's hanging around your neighbor's yard, you say, oh, are you here for so-and-so? And if they're not, well, maybe they should wait somewhere else. Look out for each other's children. If the children are playing outside and you see a stranger, you don't recognize this person. The person may seem a little shady. Hey, it could be somebody that's visiting, that's a relative. But if you don't know, just check in. Just check in. Ask the children, do you know this person? Call your neighbor and say, there's somebody outside with your children. But look out for each other and look out for each other's children. That is so big and that can create so much harmony in a community, you know, and security, just knowing that we have each other's back, that if I'm looking out my back window and I see someone doing something suspicious near my neighbor's yard, I can contact my neighbor because I have my neighbor's phone number. And I can say, I think somebody might be trying to mess with your fence or might be doing this or doing that. But let's look out for each other so that we can build that security and the trust that we have that our neighbors have our back. The sixth way to be a good neighbor is to be observant of changes in the neighborhood, especially of new or strange incidents, strange people that's coming around, people that you haven't seen before, people who are walking around or loitering, strange vehicles. Be observant of changes. And then just check in with your neighbors. Have you noticed this? Yeah, I've noticed that too. Maybe we should call, you know, the police department. Have you noticed this? Yeah, I did notice that. We have to call Department of Public Works to come pick up this trash. Be observant. You know, you should know or see trends or see patterns. And when something doesn't quite fit, then speak up about it or look closer into it. Just be observant. And that's not just good for your neighbors. That's really good for you because you value where you live and you want where you live to be a safe place for you and your family. So be observant. The seventh way to be a good neighbor is to be friendly. Be friendly to your neighbors. Not intrusive, not in their personal space, not in their face, but be friendly. Also, be considerate of noise. Loud music, considerate of your guests and the noise that they bring. You know, if you're going to have a family get together, graduation party, some kind of celebration where you might have a tent in the backyard, have some music playing, let your neighbors know. Just let them know, look, you know, this Saturday we're celebrating this event in our family, and we're going to have a DJ, we're going to have some music, and we're only going to be out there until X time. Or, you know, how do you, is that okay for you? Just communicate that and be considerate of your neighbors. Also, respect noise ordinances, because your municipality probably has one. So know what they are so that you don't have to incur a fine because you have music that is loud and it is past a certain time of the day, if it's too early or if it's too late. So know the noise ordinances. Also, in being a friendly and considerate neighbor, don't let your children play in your neighbor's yard without getting permission. You know, that can be a very inconsiderate thing. You know, you could have things in your backyard or your front yard that could be, one, dangerous, fragile, you know, in disrepair, and you don't want anyone to get hurt. So, you know, don't let your children just run rampant into other people's property. Be considerate of that. You know, if, you know, your children are grown and they've went on, but you have a swing set in the backyard, and maybe the neighbor children don't, and they like to come and swing, you know, and you're okay with that. That's communicated, and that's great. And, you know, you just check in and just make sure it's okay. Is it okay if they come over there? I know that I don't want them to be too much. I don't want them to disturb you. Just be considerate. And also keep an eye on your children just to make sure that children aren't doing anything that they shouldn't be doing if they are in someone else's yard. So be friendly, don't be intrusive, and be considerate. The eighth thing that we can do to be a good neighbor is to greet each other. You know, you see your neighbor say good morning. You're going in the house, you know, at night, your neighbor says good night. Just, you know, greet each other, speak to each other. If there's a neighbor that's moved to the neighborhood, introduce yourself, let them know who's living there. You want to know, you know, who your new neighbor is, and welcome them. You know, you don't have to take a gift basket to them if you don't want to. You don't have to take a fresh baked apple pie to them if you don't want to. But if you see them in the morning coming or going from work in the evening, you know, just give them a greeting. Let them know that you're there, what your name is. You know, that's a very, very neighborly thing. The ninth thing we could do to be a good neighbor is to keep each other updated on important community events, meetings, initiatives, issues that are not just going to impact your neighborhood, but also your community at large. Sometimes there might be a new store, for example, that might be proposed, or housing changes where a homeowner wants to rent or redesign a building and get it zoned for a rental space. You know, that may be important to you and how that's going to change the dynamic of your neighborhood. So you want to let your neighbors know. They may not know. They may be working, or their shift might be different from your shift, so they might miss some things. So, you know, in passing, I mean, you don't have to write a report, but maybe in passing, just kind of let them know what's going on. Maybe let them know when the meeting is, or this is what some of the neighbors have considered and an action that they want to take. It's also good to come together on initiatives that can enhance the neighborhood. So you can come together with your neighbors and just talk about some community changes, some plans that you have for the community, or some ideas of changes that you can make to enhance the neighborhood and maintain or increase property value. So that's always good. And it's always good, as I say, to be plugged in and know what's going on in your community. The 10th thing we can do to be a good neighbor is, if there are issues, be direct about them. You know, be direct without being aggressive, but be direct. And if you have some issue with something that your neighbor did or your neighbor's guest did, it's good to try your best to resolve it face to face. Meaning, you know, some people have each other's phone numbers and you can text, but you know how sometimes things can get lost in translation in a text message. It's hard to read into tone in a text message. So, you know, it'd be good to, you know, have a face-to-face conversation and let the neighbor know, you know, what the issue is. You know, try not to be passive aggressive. Don't gossip about your neighbor to the other neighbors. Have a direct conversation. You know, if you think it's safe, if you don't think it's safe, then don't. Maybe you can find some way to have a mediator to resolve an issue. But when you can, just be direct and be upfront with your neighbors. You know, it could be issue about what they're doing, what their guests may have done, what their children are doing. Just be direct. Be friendly, but be direct when it's appropriate. You know, you don't want to confront your neighbor and, you know your neighbor is volatile. I mean, I've heard some awful stories of, you know, folks who are getting into fatal conflicts with neighbors. And so certainly if you have any concerns with your safety, then, you know, you need to contact law enforcement. But a general issue about where somebody put their trash can, how close someone's parking to your property, how loudly they're playing their music on a Monday night when you have to get up in the morning. I mean, those general issues. If you have an issue, you know, try to have a face-to-face conversation so that you can resolve that and you could go on, you know, and continue your neighborly relationship. But I think people really appreciate when you're being direct. And you're not being passive aggressive. You're not being petty. Well, then I'm going to put my trash on his yard, or I'm going to, you know, block his parking spot or driveway because he blocked mine. You know, we don't need to take those kind of actions. Just have a conversation. It's really, really simple. And then, and this is a bonus. This is a bonus tip to be a good neighbor. At times, it may be appropriate to make an agreement with your neighbor to grab their deliveries, right? So I live next door to someone, and I came out one day and I saw a box on the front step, and I thought, man, you know, I rung his doorbell so that I could, you know, just let him know that this is here for you. And when he didn't answer, I grabbed the package and I left a note and said, I have your package. I didn't want it to get, you know, taken. And then the neighbor and I ended up exchanging phone numbers. And anytime the young man had a package that came and I happened to see it, he wasn't there, I would grab it, let him know that it was there. He can just come knock anytime he gets home, and vice versa. So if you and your neighbor, you know, live close enough, you can help each other out, you know, just have an agreement to grab any deliveries that are left on the porch, because we know about the issue of porch pirates. So those are some tips that I'm sharing with you on ways that we can be a good neighbor. We all want to live in great communities, but it is the people that make the community great. So the people have to do great things with each other, for each other, and that can really help property value, enhance the community, make it safe, and all of those things that we want to enjoy when we're homeowners, when we're renters, when we are landlords. We want to make sure that our neighborhoods are safe, they're clean, and they're decent places to spend our time. And I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Nora Speaks podcast. I'm interested, do you have any ideas? Can we expand on this list that I shared with you? I would like to hear them. You can email me at info@norispeaks.com. That's info@norispeaks.com. I look forward to your questions, your comments, and thanks always for your support. And until next week, stay in peace. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Nora Speaks podcast. Be on the lookout for a new episode coming at you fresh next week. And as always, if you want to learn more about me and the work that I do, visit my website, noramohammed.com. Or if you have a listener question, email me at info@norispeaks.com. You can also follow the Nora Speaks podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Nora Speaks Podcast. I'll be sure to include links in the show notes. If this show has value to you, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share it with family and friends. And be sure to check out previous episodes. And remember, don't just join the movement, be the movement. Stay in peace.